Mr. Steve Wellman.
Mark.
Steve, how are you?
Doing good.
Good. All right, Nebraska. I'm from Kansas.
Go Big Red.
Yes. Okay, that's fine. Let's move on. How's that? In fact, Steve got a little lost. He's a Nebraska guy. They moved conferences and conference rooms, and, you know, that really wasn't a good joke or a segue, so let's just get right to your question. Actually, that was a dig at the Big 10, Big 12, Big 8, I don't know. I'm concerned about higher education because they obviously don't do much with geography or numbers anymore because the Big 12 has 10, the Big 10 has 12, and so I'm a little concerned about that. Maybe I'm not. I'm riffing right now. Let's get right into these questions here, Steve, because this isn't going as well as I had planned. All right.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
Let's see if we can recover from this. All right. You can't help but notice, there's been a lot of talk over the course of the last number of years on population growth, not just domestically, internationally, obviously, is where the focus is. By 2050, there's going to be 9 billion people they project on this planet. And so the general question that I would have is, can agriculture handle that job specifically? Can soybean handle the demand for that commodity?
Well, that's a great point. Since 1990, global consumption of soybeans has gone up 152%. So
wow.
We've already had a lot of growth with a growing population. I think that strong demand will continue. So the answer probably lies in increasing production, like we have in the past, but still increasing more, but also being able to process and soybeans efficiently. And part of the role of that is government policy and regulations,
sure,
and being able to operate your business in an efficient manner and to meet that growing demand. It's expected that protein demands will increase by 75%. By 2025. Soybeans can play a key role in meeting that protein demand, and not only through the protein within the soy for human consumption, but for livestock feed and other areas. So we just need to be able to have the farming practices in place. We've demonstrated we can increase production. We've demonstrated we can do that while still protecting our natural resources, gaining an economic return, and then also supporting our local communities.
Sure.
So I think a key to continuing that sustainable production is biotechnology. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of progress in that area in the past, so it's going to continue to be a good factor. We need to work on the global approval processes to get these new traits to the market more efficiently.
Well, there's no question, and when you mention global technology, biotechnology kind of leads into where I wanted to direct you anyway. The price of oil, everybody's aware of that. It's a dramatic input in agriculture production, and even if you're not involved in agriculture, the price of gas just leaves a bad taste in your mouth. Actually, that's the siphoning that does that. So kind of revealed a little bit about myself there. As the price of oil goes up, there's a more demand for renewable resources. Obviously, you guys have been front and center. Tell me a little bit more about that. How are we going to respond to that challenge?
Well, beginning with farmer investment of checkoff dollars and
right,
policy efforts, biodiesel has grown to a renewable, sustainable renewable fuel source for the United States. Last year, the biodiesel industry produced 1.1 billion gallons of biodiesel, far above the renewable fuel standard gallon mandate. So we've demonstrated the ability to produce that amount of fuel.
Right.
Using soybean oil and other feedstocks reduces our greenhouse gas emissions. It increases the value of soybeans. It lowers the cost of feed, and it creates economic development. So as we look forward with the biodiesel and supporting the renewable fuel standard for 2012, the mandate is 1 billion gallons, and we support an increase for 2013 of up to 1.28 billion gallons to further stimulate jobs and more national security by producing our own fuel here in the United States.
Very good. Well, I know your efforts are appreciated not by just the people in the audience, but actually nationwide. So, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Wellman, nice round of applause, please.
Thank
Thanks, Steve.